The following is a Yap production in association with SportsCLT.com.
Welcome to the Sports CLT cast. I'm Bryce Johnson. Thanks so much for tuning in. Another great game for the Carolina Panthers and another loss. They start the season 0-2, but can you feel the buzz? There is a buzz surrounding the Carolina Panthers, and that is exciting. It's fun. Last week I started off the same way. I feel the same way today. Plenty to be excited about and plenty of things to be concerned about. There's no question about that, but the difference is between last year and this year, the fourth quarter matters and the Panthers are in games. I'll be honest, going into this game today against the Packers, I had a feeling the Carolina Panthers would get blown out. I thought that Cam Newton would get welcomed to the NFL a little bit, and it could have gotten ugly quick. Instead, Cam Newton came out, marched down the field, looked incredible, was getting a bunch of guys involved, threw the ball all over the field again, and the Panthers controlled the whole first quarter, controlled the clock, controlled the momentum, forced a turnover early in the return game, and the game was going great. Then some things changed, and we'll talk about that throughout this podcast here on SportsCLT.com. But thanks so much for being with us. Make sure you follow us on Twitter, SportsYap. That's my show. I've got a national show coming out on SportsYap.com coming in October. So be excited about that. But this is the local show that I'll be doing, local podcast, and I'm excited about this. I'll be doing it every week, recapping the Panthers game, and then starting in October, I'm going to have another one on SportsYap.com that'll be geared toward the whole NFL, other big topics, and should be a lot of fun. But thanks for checking this out. If you want to follow SportsCLT, make sure you do that on Twitter and Facebook and SportsYap, and we're good to go. You can email me, Bryce@SportsYap.com, any thoughts you have surrounding the Panthers and anything that you disagree with me on or agree with me on, let me know. But let's get right to it, and let's talk, of course, about Cam Newton and what we saw today, what things were the same as last week, different from last week. First off, he continues to throw the ball beautifully. Throws a great spiral, and for many of the passes today, he threw, 46 times. A lot of them were really good passes. They were right on the money, right where a receiver, the tight end wanted, and running backs as well, which I want to talk about. But he was getting it there. Now, there were plenty of passes that the timing was a little off, it was a little high, and that led to some turnovers, led to some interceptions, and he tried to force it in there a few times, and just threw it too high, and that caused some issues as well. But we can see the arm strength. We can see there is accuracy, maybe a little inconsistent at times, but the accuracy is definitely there. The other thing that we can realize after two games now, the Panthers want to throw the ball. Chudzinski and Rivera trust Cam Newton. Think about the trust that they have in a rookie quarterback to let him be who he is, to let him go out there and make plays, throw the ball all over the field, run when he needs to. Some designed runs as well, especially around the goal line. Forget worrying about a goal line back when you got Cam Newton. That to me is a good decision. Now, they didn't capitalize every time, but I still like him back there and being a dangerous weapon. Now, if you mix in a Jonathan Stewart at the goal line a little bit more as well, or at least in the red zone, that'll open up more things. You don't want defenses expecting Cam Newton every time. But I love having him back there. His ability to get into the end zone, just like we saw in that last touchdown, that's huge. He shows that ability. But I love that the team is willing to let him learn from his mistakes and just let him play. I couldn't believe it. I just hopped on Yahoo to see some of the stats and some of the final scores of the games today. Guess who's leading passing yards so far? Yeah, Cam Newton. Right there above Tom Brady, above Phillip Rivers, above everybody else. Now, tonight we'll have Matt Ryan and Vic and Monday night with Eli. But Cam Newton is right up there. The fact that he's the first guy in NFL history to start off his career with back-to-back 400-yard passing games. It's incredible. He's the sixth NFL player, NFL quarterback, to throw for back-to-back 400 games. Are you kidding me? The guy is unbelievable, and it's just so fun to watch him. I mean, the Panthers are a completely different team. This is what one guy did. Now, there will be a lot of negative people that following today's game and all this week. We'll hear them. They'll be calling into local radio shows, ripping on Cam Newton. Oh, three turnovers, and Panthers didn't win the game, and why are they throwing the ball 46 times? Some of that's fair, but let's face it. A guy in his second game threw another 400-yard game, got the ball in some really tight places to Brandon LaFell. Let's give him some love. Brandon LaFell made some great catches, but Cam was getting it there. Steve Smith is once again a playmaker. He's once again a threat. He's once again one of the top receivers in the league. And it's been, it feels like forever since we've seen that out of him. But Cam Newton is getting that from him. That connection that they have is huge. The ability to get the tight ends involved. Now this week it was Jeremy Shockey. He had a couple plays I wish he would have been better, but overall he had a nice game, caught some good passes and getting involved. Olsen still not quite what we saw in preseason. We gotta get him the ball more. But still, I mean, Cam Newton is playing fantastic and he's going to make mistakes. I'm not gonna get bent out of shape about interceptions though. I'm just not, because we see other quarterbacks that are willing to take chances, willing to take risks, like Brett Favre, throw interceptions. Now, many times it'll hurt the team. There's no denying that. But thinking back to last year with Jimmy Clausen, when he would never even throw the ball. I mean, he would never throw the ball downfield. He would hold on to the ball way too long, and it was very frustrating to watch. Now, this year, it's wide open. He's throwing it to whoever, and a few times it went to the green team, but overall, it was going to the Panthers, and it made for a great day. Now, the running game is definitely an issue. You know, when your quarterback is the leading rusher, probably not the best thing. And for the most part, teams that throw 46 times, it probably means they lost the game because they're having to come back, or they're having to force it a little bit more. There's not that balanced attack that you like. But teams like New Orleans, teams like New England, teams like Green Bay, the Colts, when Peyton Manning's actually out there, they throw the ball a lot. They do, and they win games, and their running game is sort of just a complement to what they do in the passing game. And I'm okay with that. That's kind of where the NFL is at right now, which I think is great. I love passing more. And so Cam Newton is showing the ability to do that, but you still have to establish the play fake. You know, we didn't see a ton of that today. And when you have two good running backs, because we know that D'Angelo and Jonathan Stewart are both good running backs because we've seen it in the past, you want them to make an impact in the game on the ground. And also, let's face it, the Panthers had a lead a little bit. It would have been nice if they could have even milked the clock a little bit more, if they were running the ball more, move the chains, you have longer drives that way, and you prevent a team like the Packers more opportunities with the ball. So that hurt them today. But what I loved was the fact that Jonathan Stewart was such a threat out of the backfield. I mean, we really saw him take a big step forward in the passing game today. Eight catches for him is a ton. And if that can continue, that makes this team even more dynamic on offense, which I'm excited about, because that to me is such a dangerous threat to have too, when your running back can make plays out of the backfield catching the ball. It somewhat replaces the running game to a certain extent. I still think you got to have somewhat of a running game, more than what they've shown the first 2 weeks. But I'll still take that. I'll still take Jonathan Stewart getting the ball, breaking tackles. It's hard to bring him down. It really is. And I've been someone that is more in favor of Jonathan Stewart over D'Angelo Williams going back to last year. Now, I know D'Angelo got hurt, but even going into last season, I sort of sensed a shift where Jonathan Stewart would probably be the better running back. Last year was such a mess, it was hard to tell. But this year, I really do feel that Jonathan Stewart will probably just make more of an impact, whether it's in the passing game or the running game. He's got to be your guy. Now, the Panthers brought back D'Angelo Williams, so you want him involved. You want him to be another weapon, and they've got to find a way to fix the running game. Part of it is the offensive line, some new faces that they've got to get, you know, out there and used to things. And then the fact that Jeff Ota isn't out there, that's a big issue. He's the key to the running game. He's the one that opens up holes. You know, a couple years ago, when he was healthy and Jonathan Stewart and D'Angelo Williams were both 1,000-yard rushers. He was a big key to that, opening those holes. So with him out today, that definitely hurt the running game as well. Now, he played last week, but we still don't know his health. I mean, he's got to get back to 100% before we can see a really good rushing attack. So I felt good, though, with Jonathan Stewart, what he was able to do. Steve Smith getting involved was great, but we're all in agreement on this. The play that Steve Smith had where he held the ball out like a moron, let's face it. I think he would probably admit to that. You just can't do that. It's unacceptable. You can't have the ball hanging out for a defender to come up and take it right away from you. Especially at that time of the game, that was very costly. That was a huge momentum shifter, and I was very disappointed in that because, okay, we saw a couple interceptions. We'll blame Cam for that. Packers do have a good defense. They know how to force turnovers. But when you give up a play that's just so unnecessary and unacceptable, that takes the life out of you a little bit. So that really hurt. But the good thing is Steve Smith and Cam Newton are on the same page. They seem energized together. And Steve Smith, who, I mean, that was a huge story in the offseason. Would he come back? And what a great decision it was for him, for the Panthers, to bring him back. I kept saying in the offseason that the Panthers had to have a veteran receiver. So why not have Steve Smith? So I'm so glad that they did. And he's really been the one guy that they can count on. Now, I think Brandon LaFell is actually emerging a little bit more. I kind of dogged Brandon LaFell a little bit. I don't know. I never saw a ton of playmaking ability or, you know, a ton of speed, or, you know, I just never, he didn't seem great to me just from last year and in preseason, but the two catches he made today I thought were very impressive. So if he can start making more of those plays, get more involved in the offense, and let's face it, he's got to be the number two guy. Legadou Nene is irrelevant. I know he caught two passes today, but he's not cutting it in my eyes. And he's kind of been the one that has been in, I guess, my doghouse. But I don't know. I don't get it. I just don't get what he's bringing to the table. But I did like what LaFell did today, and I think that it can continue. And I just have to wonder, can the Panthers go out and is there a receiver somewhere else? I would because if they're going to pass this much, you got to get more weapons. You got to get more weapons in the passing game. I like both tight ends, but you want to have a dangerous guy in the slot. You know, where's Armani? They haven't really used Armani yet, so that's disappointing. But I don't know. They got to get somebody in there that can even be a little bit more dangerous as a receiving threat. Where okay, let's open it up. They threw the ball great today. Teams are going to catch on a little bit, and they're going to start double teaming Steve Smith even more. Other guys are going to have to step up. And I mean, I feel like this is just the story every year. Steve Smith's been great here. We know that there's a number one receiver. And then we always wonder, who's the number two? Who's the number three? Now, when Musa Muhammad was here, that was nice. But remember, he left. And then toward the end of his career, he was fine. But he wasn't dominating anymore. So it's always been an issue. It's always been a story. And I think LaFell's probably, you know, a good role player. Now, with the guys that they have now, I think he's the second best. I think he's shown that so far. Just based on Nene, and he doesn't seem like he's on the same page with Cam Newton. So that's something of a concern for me. Now, let's talk about a couple other things from today. And defensively, I thought the Panthers looked good, especially early, and really sort of had the Packers rattled to a certain extent. Part of it, I thought that the Packers were almost playing with the Panthers, like just kind of toying with them. Like at any point they were going to break free and make a couple of big plays, which they ended up doing. Now the garbage touchdown at the end with Jordy Nelson put the game away. But then the Greg Jennings touchdown. So they did have their big plays, and that's what makes the Packers so dangerous, because I really thought that the safeties played well. I liked what Godfrey and Martin, but you can't give up the big plays that you're the last line of defense. But I did see some good things from the safeties today, which is encouraging. And then also Chris Gamble. I think Chris Gamble, both games, is really looking good. And here's something that I definitely noticed today, and I think I noticed it in the first game too, a difference in the tackling of the Panthers. I just remember so many times thinking in the last few years, just the way that the Panthers tackled, it was always like, just going for the big hit. Oh, let's just go for the big hit. And they weren't wrapping up well enough. I saw some really good tackles today. And I think that that's an improving aspect. And maybe we'll give some credit to Ron Rivera for that. That just, it sounds kind of silly, but NFL guys should know how to tackle. You should know how to wrap up. But too many times, I just didn't see it over the years. Gamble kind of being one of those guys, maybe looking for the big hit. So I did enjoy seeing that today. And then Charles Johnson, getting a sack. He's got to get a sack every week to live up to the money that he's making. But that's good. He got a sack today. He was getting in there, getting some pressure. The issue still is the defensive tackles. That's going to be an issue all season long until these young guys can develop. The linebackers I thought were good today. James Anderson kind of led the way. He stood out the most. Time will tell with this defense. I still think we're learning what this defense is going to be all about, especially with John Beeson. We got to see what that adjustment's going to look like. I don't want to, jump to conclusions with Dan Connor today, or even Gaither was out there a good bit as well. Let's see a little bit more of what those guys are going to do. Let's see more with Fua and the young defensive line that the Panthers have, how they develop, how they continue to just gel as a unit. Let's give them a few games. But let's face it, there was an improvement from last week to today with the way that the defense played. You still got to force turnovers if you want to win games, and especially when the Panthers offense, was giving the ball away so many times. But the special teams at least got one turnover. And the problem with the Packers is you're probably not going to force turnovers. Aaron Rodgers is too good for that. So it does make that hard. But that's definitely something that, in order to win some of these close games, you gotta force a turnover here and there, get the momentum to change. But some three and outs were good. I thought they put the Packers in third down situations a good bit as well. Now, a lot of times the Packers were able to get those first downs, but I still liked that it wasn't easy all the time for the Packers, because that Thursday night game against the Saints, I felt like the Packers were going to score every time they touched the ball. Today, that wasn't the case. I thought that was impressive. I mean, you give up 30 points, which is still a lot, but with a powerful offense like the Packers, you at least allowed yourself to be in the game. So that's pretty good in that regard. Now, for the Panthers too, the other thing that frustrated me today is, and this gets said all the time, you got to score touchdowns. Now, field goals are great in certain games where it's a defensive battle and it's a low scoring game, and you say, yes, at least we got the field goal. But in this game today, you can't settle for that. You, in order to beat the Packers, you have to score touchdowns. And so good for Olindo Mare. He played great. He was knocking in field goals from 33 yards, 20 yards, 37, 19. But those have to be touchdowns, especially the ones that are close, the 20-yard field goal, the 19-yard field goal. Those needed to be touchdowns. And when they did force the one turnover off special teams and they only got a field goal out of it, that was, I thought, a big momentum buster. That was disappointing. So that's something that a young team and a young quarterback, that's what we're going to kind of deal with. And it's hard to put yourself in the same category as the Packers. But the Panthers hung in there today. And I think surprised a lot of people. Definitely surprised me. I wasn't necessarily expecting a follow-up performance from Cam Newton. I'm on the Cam Newton bandwagon. I've been driving that bandwagon. But at the same time, I've tried to, have realistic thoughts on him. Not to get too excited. But it's hard not to at this point. I mean, the guy's a stud. He's all over the place. But when you're talking about the Packers and Aaron Rodgers, it's just a different league of talent that the Packers have, for sure. And they make the plays that they have to win games. That's the key. And the Panthers aren't there yet, but I think they will, and I think there's a lot of hope. And that's the best part for sure. A couple other thoughts just from today. This is a little side thing. Did you guys see Cam Newton like drinking Gatorade all day? Like, it just seemed ridiculous that they kept showing him drinking the Gatorade, and it was just really goofy. If you missed it, and maybe you were at the game, it was hilarious to me. So maybe that was just me, but I had to share that with you. That was just funny to me. And then also, I thought Jim Mora, former coach of the Falcons, who you know knows the Panthers pretty well, was in the booth today. I thought he did a really good job. I thought he had an entertaining broadcast. So I enjoyed listening to him. I thought he did a really good job. I thought that Ryan Khalil was really working hard today, trying to block downfield. Not that he hit every block, but I thought that he was active in the just in plays, especially when Cam Newton would run around. And I think those two have to develop chemistry where Khalil kind of knows where Cam's going and knows sort of how to read the defense in order to open up more holes for Cam downfield if he does decide to run. But I just noticed a few times how well Khalil was playing. And then speaking of Cam rushing the ball, you know, he actually, to me, had some other opportunities. I think Jim Mora brought this up too, could have actually run the ball. And I'm okay with him being willing to do whatever it takes. If it means running, great. If it means finding an open receiver, if there is an open receiver, get it downfield. And that's going to come. He's going to know more. The more he plays, he's going to realize, okay, this is when I can run, this is when I can pass. And I think we're seeing that with Michael Vick now at this stage of his career, you know, with his comeback with the Eagles, probably knowing when to do one or the other. Whereas probably early in Vick's career, he just wanted to run all the time. But it almost seems like Cam's trying to prove everybody wrong, where he just wants to throw it every time, which I think in a lot of ways is good. And people will probably disagree with me on this, but I do think that he could have run the ball more today. He ran it 10 times, which is probably a lot for a quarterback, but there were holes. There were kind of zones, that open space that he could have gone. And he would roll out, look for the pass, and then Clay Matthews is so fast that he got to him a lot of times, but it was almost like if Cam would have just committed to the run, he probably could have gotten around the corner a little bit quicker and maybe picked up some extra yards instead of maybe forcing a pass here and there or getting run out of bounds or sacked a few times. So that's going to be the battle. How much will he run? How much will he pass? When does he need to do either one? You know, how natural and instinctive will that become for him? And how quickly, I guess. We know that it will at some point, but how quickly will that, where he really always makes the right decision to run or pass? And he's going to go through some mistakes, and all quarterbacks make mistakes, but just knowing more often than not which way to go, run or pass. So a lot of good things to take away from today. I'm excited, especially with the Jacksonville Jaguars coming into town. They looked horrendous today. And so I think the Panthers will get their first win next week against Jacksonville. So that'll be nice. So I'll be back next week. We'll talk about the Jaguars game. If you have any thoughts about today's game, send me an email, Bryce@sportsyap.com. Pumped to be partnered up with Sports CLT, being able to talk Carolina Panthers. And make sure you follow me on Twitter, Sports Yap, and then also Sports CLT on Twitter as well. And man, good game for the Panthers. 0-2 though. But what are we expecting here? It's gonna be a season of growth. It's gonna be a season of just learning through mistakes and growing as a team. And I think we'll see this team improve as the year goes on. And there will be some surprise wins. I think with Cam Newton, that he's shown the possibilities are there to upset somebody. I mean, how many of you today thought in your mind at some point during the game, wait, could the Panthers actually win this game? I kept waiting for the Packers to make big plays, but I think that thought did creep in a few times. Like, wait a minute, can we shock the world? week two shock? So, you know, it's different than a playoff shock, but a week two shock would have been fun. It didn't happen, but maybe later in the season against the Saints, the Falcons, those type of teams, don't rule it out. Don't rule it out. Let's see the running game get going. Let's see the defensive line continue to improve. And hopefully Gamble. Gamble keeps playing the way he's playing. And I think this team will be in a lot of games, which is great, which is what all we can ask for at this point. But thanks so much for listening. I'm Bryce Johnson. Have a wonderful week. I'll talk to you next Sunday. Thanks so much for listening to the Sports CLT Cast.